The Pride Festival is a downtown street festival to celebrate the gay and lesbian community in Springfield, along with all the friends and supporters, and basically, even more broadly, to celebrate diversity in general.
And so this will be your third year with the Pride Fest. Tell us why you decided to do it in the first place.
Well, 3 years ago, actually 4 years ago, we had been participating for a couple years in Peoria Pride, and I saw the turnout there and thought it was a really great idea and wondered if something like that would be of any interest to Springfield. So I put together a group of folks and we met and everybody was on board, and so we just decided to give it a try. And the first year was a great success, and so we've just kind of moved on from there.
And the size of the festival has grown since that first year. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes and just some of that growth and development.
The first year, we only had one city block. We were one stage and about 20 vendors, and it was packed. I mean, you could barely move. So what we did is we went back to the city and we proposed a bigger space. So now we have... The first year we were 5th to 6th on Capitol. Now we're 4th to 6th on Capitol. And then we also have part of 5th Street between Capitol and Monroe. So we're kind of like a T shape. We had that space last year, the same space this year. This year we have added a second stage. So we have a main stage and an acoustic stage. We've made the size of our children's area larger because that's been a huge hit at our festival the last couple years. And now we have 55 different vendors that will be included this year.
And has the Phoenix Center in these 3 years seen any pushback from any groups, individuals, or any businesses downtown for having the Gay Pride Festival?
No, not really. As a matter of fact, it has been even more welcome than I could have ever anticipated. And we did anticipate having feedback and people maybe being up in arms about it. I think the first year we had three protesters, and last year, I can't remember, we either had two or we didn't have any. I can visualize two guys, but I think that might have been the first year. But anyway, we have had very little resistance, and we have found that a lot of folks in the community who aren't necessarily part of the gay and lesbian community are coming out in support of the festival. We have had crowds, you know, up towards 6,000-7,000 people. So it's been very, very successful.
Tell us about some of the performers who will be there this year.
We have some local performers. We have the Capital City Men's Chorus. Josie Louder, who is also local, is performing. We have Ben Bedford. A lot of people, I'm sure, are familiar with Ben, and he's also local, along with Jen Norman and Carla Sloan. Those are all local individuals. Last year, the Legacy Theater did a performance called Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and they're actually coming out and doing a performance as well. So that's also some local folks. And then we have coming in from other communities, Summer Osborne, Sherry Gillum, who is a Springfield native who's coming back from Texas to perform. And then we have a band called Jane Bond and the Pink Martinis, and that's kind of our headliner band. They're from Indianapolis, and they perform from 7:30 to 9 Saturday evening.
I'm speaking with Jonna Cooley. She's with the Phoenix Center based in Springfield, and we're talking about their Gay Pride Festival downtown in Springfield on Saturday. And there will be some family-friendly activities as well, correct?
There will be obviously the music and entertainment, but on stage two, which is our acoustic stage, we're actually going to start the day with a few performers for the youth and young adults that are there. There'll be a magician. There's going to be some performances by a belly dancer group, which is going to probably appeal to all ages. And then in the kids area, there is a variety of activities that the kids can participate in. There's art activities. There's kind of a superhero theme this year, and they can get involved with making things and playing games, and there's prizes to be won.
And for those who don't know, fill us in on what the Phoenix Center does.
Well, the Phoenix Center basically has kind of two purposes. One is working with the gay and lesbian community, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, I should be more specific, and providing a variety of groups and services that can include both individual and group counseling. We do have a youth group that meets on Friday nights for youth 13 to 17, and that group's been going on for about 10 years. And so kids can come out, and there's both an educational and a social component to that. And we also obviously started Pride Fest and other social activities that reach out to the LGBT community. In addition, we also work with both prevention and education regarding HIV and AIDS. So we do programs in the schools. We do free HIV testing and counseling, and we also currently are offering hepatitis C testing and some STD testing. And then we also provide transitional housing for homeless men and women who are HIV positive.
So are you the only group of your kind that's supporting the LGBTQ community in Springfield?
We are the only LGBTQ community center in Springfield, and really kind of in central Illinois. There's not really an actual center anywhere else nearby anyway. I think there's one in Champaign and obviously, you know, in larger cities. But I don't think that there's anything else in the area. So it allows us to provide services not only to Springfield, but to some of the more rural communities where kids maybe feel isolated and really don't have anybody to talk to, or, you know, just need some information or a variety of services.
And being the main group in the Springfield area pushing for gay rights, wanted to know if you've been lobbying at all for gay marriage equality in Illinois as that legislation gets debated.
Well, we certainly are, you know, invested in that, and we want everybody, regardless, to have equal rights. And it's going to be, the marriage equality is kind of going to be one of the main focuses of Pride Fest this year. We have a variety of folks coming that are going to participate in our ribbon cutting that have been key to making that, creating that legislation and working so hard to try to make marriage equality in Illinois happen. And we are going to be promoting it throughout the day. We have some special event cups that will be passed out when people purchase drinks that have marriage equality slogan on them. So we're really going to try to pump it up that day. And we've got some folks coming in from Equality Illinois and other agencies that have really worked to try to make this happen, along with Representative Greg Harris and some other folks that have really worked hard to try to see this through.